systems that we offer. We've got tray type systems. A tray system is something that you can purchase from the pharmacy, and it's just got the days and the weeks and the times on it, and the carer would fill that themselves from the medication that's dispensed from the pharmacy. And we can show people how to fill those trays correctly. And that's one thing that some people might find that it's good for them. The other thing is, if it's a family member and the family's visiting and they want to set up a system and they think the tray is the best system for mum or dad, well, then we can actually fill that in the pharmacy for them and deliver it weekly to them so that the family and the carers know that what's in the tray is correct. What a great system. That's an option. There is the other systems that are out there on the marketplace, which are the compliance packaging or foil packing. Now, those are the ones you see advertised on telly, where it's all done in a foil pack sheet, and all your medications are packed for certain times of the day.
Who does that?
We do that in the pharmacy here, and we fill them and seal them here. It's quite an easy system to fill and seal, but it does take time. We've been doing them for over 12 years now, and we've got over 120 patients on that foil pack system. It is a very good system. It doesn't suit everybody, because if you're arthritic or you've got issues with mobility in your hands, you won't be able to use the foil pack system, so you'd be better off with a tray. So what I'm saying is, you need to make sure we get the right system for the right person. What we find quite good about the foil pack systems are, for example, we might have a family looking after a person with special needs, and they're happily doing their medication at home. Though once a year they have respite care in a rest home or a special needs facility, the medication may need to be foil packed for that facility, and we can do that just for that one off as well. So we do that quite often for some of our patients.
So the idea of the foil pack is that it keeps it fresher, or is that the idea?
Well, it does another thing. First of all, it packs it into the time zones that you need. So all the medications taken at breakfast are in a breakfast pack. It organises the medications for the patient. Therefore, you run out of all your medications at the same time. And what we find is organisation has got a big part of managing the medication. We have some people that have been going to their doctors every week for a script for one of their 10 items. Now, all their 10 items run out 3 monthly. And we also tell them when they're running out, we give them a little note and say, hey, Joan, you need a new prescription by the 15th of Feb. Which is great. That's a big load off everyone's mind. That it's something else they don't have to worry about. They can concentrate on other things.
Yeah, because sometimes if you don't do it that way, one medication runs out and then the other one hasn't, and then you get in a bit of a muddle.
Oh, and it can be quite a worry for people.
Can you tell us about the new service funded by the government for managing the medications?
Yes, I can. About 5 years ago, actually, in this pharmacy here, we started a service. DHB stuck their head out and said, yes, we're going to fund this service. And it's called Medication Management Service. And what we do is we get paid by the DHBs to manage the patient's medication. And what it entails is we sit down with the caregivers and the patient, or just the caregivers. It depends on who needs to be involved. There's a few questions we need to ask because the DHB requires it.
And does this happen in their home?
It can be happening in their home or at the pharmacy. Whatever's the most convenient and wherever the patient feels the most comfortable. I go into the home because I think it's better that everybody concerned, and we can quite easily go to the home here. And we sit down and we find out that the issues around, or the barriers that are around the medication, that means that they may not be taking the medication correctly. We find out all the issues, what their concerns are, and we try and solve them. It may be that it's just knowledge, but we don't understand why mum has to have this. We don't understand why she has to take it 3 times a day, or it's just that what happened on my business is, look, I don't want to tell the doctor this, but I never take my lunchtime medication because I'm often out at lunchtime and it's really embarrassing bringing it up. Now, when we find out situations like that, we can sort the medication so that she doesn't have to take her lunchtime meds anymore. She can take them at dinner and breakfast. So what we look at is look at the problems involved with the medication and put solutions in place that will solve all that. And it could be that we foil pack the medication into these packs. If we do it through the service, those packs are fully funded, so there's no costs. And the government realises that by doing the service, we're keeping people independent in the community longer. So that's saving money. Spending a little bit in the pharmacy is saving them long-term money on hospital admission and on long-term care.
And have you had feedback on that?
medication that's looked after correctly.
And are all DHBs offering this service now?
It's been rolled out throughout the country as we, you know, as this week, and more DHBs are picking it up. I think just about, I would say 70% of DHBs are offering this at the moment. But not every pharmacy is picking it up at the moment because they've got to be offered contracts. Maybe there's only 10 contracts per DHB.
But
people will ask. Yes,
ask.
If the pharmacist gets asked, they will endeavour to get a contract. So the contracts, you know, you just have to ask for a contract and you'll get one. GPs or patients or nurses.